Well, that was quite a call yesterday with Michael Campbell. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you go to thesystemseminar.com/2011/pre. And that's where we're archiving all the free pre-system seminar calls that we're doing. Some of them are me talking about issues related to marketing. Some of them are me talking with colleagues and friends. Glad we led off with Michael. Brilliant guy, one of the original internet marketers all the way back from 94. If you're doing anything sophisticated with SEO in 2010, 2011, good chance that Michael had a hand in paving the way for that back in the 90s. He was just an amazing guy. And if you don't know about his book, I just want to repeat it, his manual, The Ultimate Heat Map, he's giving it away for free. And a lot of people think he's crazy. I just think he's extremely creative and extremely generous. Great stuff. Somebody asked me who listened to the call. Ken, you didn't even mention the system seminar once during that call with Michael. Aren't these pre-system calls supposed to be promoting the seminar? And, yeah, you know, you're right, they are. So I'm going to try to remember one of the reasons for these calls, besides sharing what we've learned about internet marketing over the last 17 years, is to raise the profile of the annual system seminar. Many of you have already heard about it. Some of you may not be aware of it. So very quickly, it's a thing that we do every year. We bring the best and brightest in internet marketing together to share what's going on, the cutting edge stuff, old school stuff, foundation stuff, fundamental stuff, and cutting edge. If you had wanted to learn about pay-per-click back in the early part of the 2000s, the only place to learn it was the system seminar. If you wanted to learn about CPA marketing in an organized way, we were the first seminar that put that front and center over 3 years ago now. Mobile marketing, same thing. We were teaching that back in 2008, and it just goes on and on. Video marketing, 2005. Audio, using audio on the internet to market. First people to even make a technology available, that was 2002. So that's what we do. This year we're going to be in New York City, April 15th through 17th, and you can get more information about the seminar and register at thesystemseminar.com. If you want to listen to all these pre-system calls, they're all free. That's available at thesystemseminar.com/2011/pre. And what's today about? Well, today I'm going to follow up on some of the material that I introduced on the very first call, the December one call. And this is about the all-important subject of making sure your business model is right before you even get started. And the great thing about business is when you get good at this, your percentage of success goes through the roof. I can't remember, I'm sure there must have been a business lately that I started that didn't work on some level financially, but I mean, it's been a long time since I came up with zero. Why is that? Am I the world's smartest marketer? Hardly. Am I the world's most organized guy? Definitely not. But what I am very good about and what I've been very effective at teaching my system grads is how to get your business lined up correctly before you even get involved in it. So we talked about a lot of that on the December 1st call. I want to go into a little bit more detail now. Okay. First and foremost, if I'm going to start a new business, I am looking for a business that is based on building a large following and multiple purchases by the same customer. And not just multiple purchases, you know, a couple of them, multiple purchases hopefully throughout the entire lifespan of that person. This is in direct contrast with the sort of hit-and-run approach to internet marketing that is practiced by so many of the gurus. Their idea is to just try to grab whatever, you know, smash and grab, and then, you know, take a break and then go back and do it again. Not really a viable business model, certainly not a viable life model, as many of these guys find out when they burn out, and they do burn out with incredible regularity, but that's another issue. But if you want a real business, I mean, and let's ask, you know, what is the point of a business? A business, ideally, is a money machine. Something that prints out, or can't, I guess you can't print out money, only the government gets to do that, but that cranks out money day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and hopefully gets better and more organized and easier to run with every passing year. And it's kind of hard to do that if you don't have a large following of satisfied, happy customers who are buying from you on a regular basis. So if you're about to start a business or you're trying to improve an existing business, the, I don't know if it's the most important thing, but boy, it's in the top five, maybe the top three, is to make absolutely sure that your business model includes repeat purchases. This is why, you know, in the information marketing business, so many people have gone to a subscription basis. Why? Because it keeps people involved. Instead of just getting a one-hit sale and then having to start all over from scratch, you sell something that is an ongoing process. You know, education could be all kinds of different subjects. Now, some businesses lend themselves better to repeat sales than others. That's just a fact. So the easiest thing is just to gravitate to those businesses that require repeat purchases on the part of the customer. I mean, one great example, and I'm not a fan of this company, but they do have some certain intelligence behind what they do. Some people may remember Amway. I don't even know if Amway even exists anymore, you know, in its old form. But the founders of that company very wisely decided to, or at least this was their story, to sell soap. Why do they want to sell soap? Because, you know, you kind of have to have repeat purchases if you're a soap buyer. So once you get a customer, you're not just making a sale, you're making a lifetime stream of sales. So I personally would not go into any business that doesn't have obvious immediate potential for a lifetime stream of purchases from an individual customer. Two reasons why this is important. Number one, it is expensive to get new customers. That is the hardest thing in business. From a marketing point of view, it's the most expensive thing in business. So the ideal business model is you make an investment in acquiring a customer, and then once that customer is in your tent, you now are able to sell them new things over and over again at greatly, greatly reduced marketing costs, greatly enhanced response rates, and therefore your profitability on second and third and fourth and fifth sales is through the roof. That's why it makes sense to be an ethical business person. It makes business sense. Even let's say you're listening to this and you don't have an ethical bone in your body. Number one, I hope you develop some. But if you don't have any, it makes sense to be ethical because the money is made in the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth sales. That's where the wealth is. Now, a lot of good people start businesses that don't have any chance of continuous sales. It's sort of it's designed to be a one-shot sale. The businesses, so that they're constantly, and this is the second reason why you want to have repeat sales and why you want to avoid businesses that don't have repeat sales, is if you are in a business that is based on, you know, you find the customer, you make the transaction, and then you have to go start from scratch with a new customer, all your energy is being put not into your product or your operations or, you know, enhancing your product line. It's put into going out and finding more and more and more customers to replace all the ones that are disappearing and the ones that you are losing. So many rational, logical reasons to have a business that is based on a repeat sale model. All right, let's look at another critically important function or feature in a business that you want to have in a business before you get involved in it. This is something that I look for, and it's a must. Okay, I want to make sure that I can have, I guess for lack of a better word, price flexibility. I don't want to be in the commodity business. I don't want to be selling the same thing that everybody else is selling. Now, certain people and certain models, that may work. You know, for instance, if you're selling, I guess one example would be batteries on the internet. You could somehow manage to be, you know, in the top listings, and you have a really well-organized operation, and you have great sourcing. But, you know, that might not be a bad business, but notice all the things that you must have. You have to have the great search engine position. You have to have the great supply. You have to have the great operations. You have to have the great pricing on your side. there's a lot of things that are a little bit out of your control in a situation like that. What happens if you lose your search engine ranking? What happens if, you know, suddenly everybody else has got the same great deal from the wholesalers that you had? There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you're in the commodity business. So I tend to want to avoid the commodity business. I want to sell things that are unique. This is one of the reasons that information is a very attractive business to small-scale entrepreneurs. Part of the uniqueness in information marketing is the provider of the information. A great deal of the reason people buy has to do with, well, one is perception of value, but the other is being, you know, some level of bonding with the person that's selling. There are people that I think are pretty intelligent, but I wouldn't give them a penny to go learn from them because I don't like them, I don't trust them, and I don't think they're people worth supporting. On the other hand, there are people that I really admire, you know, and so if they've got the goods, I have, you know, no hesitation to write any size of check as long as it makes sense, all right, because I like them. So that is a way that you can be in the business of selling something unique. In a sense, you're selling yourself as an expert in the given field, as a provider of knowledge. And it's kind of hard to duplicate you. Last time I looked, there's only one of each of us. So whatever it takes, however you configure it, whatever you have to do, make sure that you're not a commodity. Because once you're a commodity, then you're selling based on price. And once you're selling on price, anybody can come along tomorrow, enter the business, and upset your apple cart with a lower price. And they may not be able to stay in business long at that crazy low price, but they can stay in business long enough to undo you. So avoid commodity marketing at all costs, unless you're, you know, unless you really think that you're tough enough to do it. I'm not. I prefer to stay away from that very hard way of making money. Next area that is a must for me is I need to see a pathway to ever-escalating costs, pricing. And I don't mean that I'm just, you know, going to keep raising my prices, but that's not a bad idea either. I want to have different levels of offers. And this is such an important idea and concept. Most of us get fixated on one price level. You know, some of us get fixated on the introductory price, you know, the bargain basement price. Again, using an information marketing model, but this could easily apply to physical products. Fixated on the ebook, the $29 or $39 or $49 ebook. Now, are there people that have made a lot of money selling $49 ebooks? Sometimes, not actually as common as you think, but some people have done fairly well with that. But it's got limited potential. Other people get fixated on maybe a home. They like the, you know, the $295 to $495 home study, you know, model, and they're very effective in that range. Can you make a good business doing that? Sure. Great business. Maybe not, but good business, sure. Then there are the mega seminars, trainings, coaching programs, and so on, which, of course, you know, consumer alert. Guys, if somebody calls you from a phone room telling you you need to mortgage your house to take their sure thing internet marketing apprenticeship program, you probably could pass on that. But there are legitimate coaching programs. You just have to be a very savvy buyer of them. And you know what? Let me just, a little tip. Not all the information you need to become a successful internet marketer is out there. It's already available. I mean, it's even starting to appear in mass market book form. I mean, when people like Perry Marshall and Howie Jacobson and Kim Jushinsky, all system grads, by the way, when their books start appearing in bookstores, I mean, that's a sign that a lot of the high-end, solid high-end internet and mobile marketing advice is going mainstream. So there's no reason to pay somebody gazillions of dollars for special coaching to get inside information when you can get the inside information from a bookstore or even from free programs like what we're doing in the pre-system seminar. So you don't need to pay for the super information. You also don't need to pay that kind of money to have somebody manage and motivate you, which is a reason a lot of people sign up for coaching programs. They feel like, well, you know, if I'm accountable, I always hear that, gee, if I'm accountable, I'll do more. You know what? Hire somebody, pay them $100 a week to meet with you once a week and go over what you want to be doing with you and, you know, make you accountable, all right? At $100 a week, it'll take you 50 weeks to burn through $5,000. And it's last I saw, most of these coaching programs start at $5,000, and then they want the money up front, and the sky's the limit on what they cost. So anyway, be very careful about coaching programs. There's nothing wrong with them. A good one can be worth its weight in gold, but the good ones are pretty rare. But the point I want to make, though, to get back to the point, is if you're in the information marketing business or really any business, you want to develop some super, super-duper premium offerings and packages. So you want your price points at as many levels as possible. You want introductory prices, so people who have maybe a small budget or are just conservative, I'll tell you from experience, there are millionaires that are very reluctant to spend $100 on a course, but will spend $20 and then come back and give you $5,000. They may never have come to you with that $5,000 had you not made it available for them at a $20 bite. So the more points of entry, the better. All these different price points work together, okay? And you may not make much money in the aggregate from the $20 sales, but those $20 sales do the important thing of creating new customers. And once those new customers are in your system, you can then offer them the home study courses. And again, I'm using info marketing as an example, but you can apply this to any business. And some people that like the your home study course may say, gee, you know what, I want to get in the immersion program, or I want to get into the coaching program, or I want to come to the conference and meet all the real big players and experts in the industry. So very, very important. So let's look at the math here to see how important and how powerful it is to have price points over a wide range, low price, mid-range, and high price. Just taking an abstract example, right? You've got to apply it to your own business, but the numbers are pretty straightforward. Let's say you're selling an ebook or something simple for $20, and then you have another price point of $200, right? Something more elaborate, something more involved, maybe a larger supply, maybe something premium. You know, you have to apply it to your business. Then let's take a price point at $2,000. Again, something, you know, in much greater quantity or much greater quality or variety or whatever that might be. A lot of this, by the way, has to do with imagination and creativity and figuring out how to take a plain vanilla offering and make it into something super premium. A lot of money gets made with a pencil and paper in hand and being creative as opposed to just doing more of the same. So anyway, if we look at it, how these numbers work out, if you sell one single item at $2,000, that's the equivalent of selling 200, excuse me, that's the equivalent of selling 100 of the introductory price or the basic price or the low-priced item. If you sell just 10 of the $200 items, that's the equivalent of selling 100 of the $20 items. So imagine, you know, you've gone out, you bought a lot of traffic, you've, you know, had conversions, you created leads, you followed up on those leads, and all you had was an offer for a $20 book. You had no upsells, you had no premium offers, and you were lucky enough to sell 100 of them. That would be great. You would generate $2,000 in revenue. If you fleshed out your range of offerings and had something at $200 and had something at $2,000 and built in some upsells in your follow-up program, it's conceivable, and again, this is an abstract example, but it works out again and again in real life. In fact, sometimes it works out a lot better than the numbers I'm about to give, but let's just use simple conservative numbers. If you sell just one premium package at $2,000 and just 10 mid-range packages at $200 plus your $100 in introductory products, you have tripled your revenue. Okay, not improved by 3%, improved it three times. It's a 200% increase in sales. Same amount of traffic, same amount of expenditure on advertising, and a tripling of revenue simply by fleshing out your product line and having products available in a wide range of price points. Now, there are people that if they see, I could get the $20 book, I could get the $200 course, or I could get the $2,000 consulting package, they'll go for the $2,000 consulting package. And this is where our comfort zones come in. You know, some of us are very tight with money, me included, for example. You know, I'm more likely, frankly, to buy a $20 book, read that, and if I like it, work my way up the ladder. But other people, you know, if you happen to have the exact thing that they really need and they believe that you can deliver, that you've developed credibility, they're very happy to open their wallets and spend the extra money. Don't prejudge. Instead of prejudging, just create the products and the services at the different price points and reap the benefits. So just if we just to sum up this call, two of the things that I always look for if I'm going to get involved in a business or start a business on my own or I'm going to put money into somebody else's business, I want to make sure that the business is based on and is designed to create repeat sales to the same customers over and over again. And I want to see a wide range of price points, sort of a stairway from the very basic and inexpensive to the very elaborate and expensive, because the math is night and day. Companies that don't have built-in repeat sales seem to always be struggling. Those that do, once they reach a certain critical mass, have a basis from which to grow pretty comfortably. Same thing with having services and products at different price points. It's not something that you can do the very first day you're in business, but it should be something in your blueprint, and it should be something that you know in advance is possible. And this applies to all kinds of businesses, and it really does boil down to creativity. I remember once I was talking about this at a seminar years ago, and some people challenged me and said, "Oh, well, this really only applies to your business. It doesn't apply to the business I'm in." And I said, "Well, what business you're in?" He said, "Well, I'm in the business of teaching parrots how to speak." And I said, "Oh, well, that's interesting." He goes, "Yeah, I mean, how could I possibly, you know, ramp that up past my $19 ebook?" And I thought about it, and really, I was right on stage. I was on the spot. I only had a few seconds to reply. And here's what I said. I said, "Well, look, some people will buy the $19 ebook. Have you ever thought of creating a really complete course with CDs and DVDs and charts and diagrams and whatever else is required to teach parrots how to speak and put it all together in a, you know, sort of a really nice package and sell that for $195? And you know what? He hadn't thought of it. Lack of imagination was his problem. Not the fact that there was no possibility. And then he said, "Well, that's fine, but, you know, what about a $2,000 program? How on earth could I, you know, create a $2,000 program?" I said, "Well, let's see. Why don't you have people, you know, come to where you are and bring their parrots and spend a weekend and personally work with everybody to train their parrots so that they not only learn the techniques but actually go home with their parrots learning to speak however many words you can realistically teach a parrot to speak in a weekend." And he said, "Oh, I never thought of that." And I said, "Uh-huh, that's right. That's right. You didn't think of it. This is the barrier very often to profitability in businesses, is just not thinking through the possibilities." And I said, "If you really wanted to go wild, you could charter a plane and have a trip where everybody flies together down to Costa Rica or someplace where parrots come from, and you could go deep into the jungle and stay in the jungle village and, you know, meet the native people that go out and gather the parrots and actually be there when your parrot is captured, and you could learn the secret parrot dance that the natives do, and, you know, have a whole adventure about that and charge $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. And if that seems unrealistic, just open the internet and go out and see some of the cruises that are out there, these specialized cruises that people take that start at $7,000, it can easily go to $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. So multiple purchases from the same customer and ever-escalating stairways of products and services, so that those who want to pay or want greater service, they want greater access, they want greater volume, they want greater size, whatever it is that's greater, you make sure that they can click a box and buy it from you. So those are two of the huge things that I strongly recommend you make sure are possible in a business before you put your hard work time, money, and effort into it. I just want to remind everybody, if you have not taken advantage of downloading Michael Campbell's Ultimate Heat Map Report, it's going to blow your mind. He is having clients report 2, 3, 4 times their income simply by rearranging the elements on their web page. No new traffic, no new pricing, no new offers, nothing. Just changing the web address, the web design on their pages. And that was the interview that I did on 12/2 yesterday. So to get that, you go to thesystemseminar.com/2011/free. And all of our calls are archived on that page. The System Seminar this year, New York City for the first time. It's going to be great. We're going to be right across the Hudson River, just literally a stone's throw from the city, at the Westin Hotel, our favorite place to conduct conferences. That's where we had them when we were at Chicago. April 15th through April 17th, because we're in New York, we're going to have some world-class direct mail talent. Two guys that individually have each been responsible for mailings in the billions of pieces of mail, not just the mailing, but also the tracking and the strategy. And that is just, that is world-class insight and experience that you will not find many places. And you certainly won't find it in your typical internet marketing seminar. But we can do that because we're going to be in the city where many of the great direct mail geniuses live. So for information about that, just go to systemseminar.com and tune in for more calls. We've got a pretty amazing call coming up very soon with Ben Hunt, one of the world's leading web designers who's come to some pretty radical realizations about what it takes to make the web profitable. And make sure you don't miss that one. This is Ken McCarthy for the Pre-System Seminar signing out.